Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, Eldorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
Right now on the KNC Masterpiece, it is the second episode.
Oh!
Of the Lucci Gonzalez Show, the coach for FC Dallas. Lucci, how's it going today, man?
Hey, gentlemen. I'm doing well. Thank you.
You had y'all got a win 2-0 over Philadelphia last weekend, and Thiago Santos
hold
and Tanner...
Hold on, Corey. Hold on. We can't start talking about the last match until we get the big important news out of the way.
All right.
Coach, I know it has started to circulate on social media. We tried to have this happen live and in person a couple weeks ago. Has the organization signed an extension with one of their core players?
Yes, that is official. You're talking about Reggie Cannon. Yes.
Yes, although if you've signed another deal that you want to break right now, that'd be great. I'll let us know about that as well.
No, I can't comment on any others.
All right, so what's the? How many years is the contract for Reggie?
Yeah, no, obviously it's multiple, but I know there is opportunity for him potentially overseas, and that's something that the club is going to analyze and want to do what's best for the club and what's best for Reggie. So that's the way the game works. Obviously, as the head coach of FC Dallas, I want nothing but to have Reggie for as long as I can and to compete with this group and lead this group. But at the same time, I've known him and his family for many years, and I want to see him do it. If he's going to have an opportunity at the next level and if it's overseas, I want it to obviously be done through the club and fighting for the FC Dallas jersey.
Man, that's really awesome. And you know what? I'm fascinated by the idea because overseas is where a lot of kids grow up, you know, rooting for those teams, and that's what they think is the top of the line. But if you get more people to choose here, then that could really grow what the sport does, especially in MLS soccer.
No, I agree with that. I think the best way to be – I can't say it's the case with every player that ends up in Europe, but I believe in the best way is to commit to your development club and have professional experience for your development club first, and then take the steps to that next level if earned and by merit. So that to me is great, is a good step for the player and good step for the club.
Now, when we did the kickoff event a couple weeks ago, Reggie Cannon was up on stage and he signed a contract extension. Paxton Pomacall was up on stage and he scored a goal. Mm-hmm. So we're making amazing things happen for them. What amazing thing do you think will happen to you next off of that kickoff show?
No, they're already happening. I get to work with these players in this club every day, and it brings me a lot of joy. It's an honor to work with the staff I work with, you guys covering us and learn, you know, me learning about you guys and you learning about FC Dallas and sharing our experiences with the community and the city of Dallas. That's the best thing I can ask for. So I want to make sure I keep working as hard for the city and this club as possible so that we can win more games and we can win championships.
Next time, next year, will you try to see if y'all can schedule fewer home games when we're in another state covering another team? That would be super awesome.
Yeah, we'll get Dan involved in that conversation.
He seems like he'd be fine with that. Now, you in the win over Philadelphia, Thiago Santos and Tanner Tessman. I know Tessman was a new addition. Santos also, they had something working in that double pivot behind Jesus Ferreira. Was that part of what you wanted to do? What you wanted to throw out on the field?
Yeah, for sure. We worked on that during the week. You know, we had a roster competing in preseason that at one point didn't have Tanner on the roster at professionally yet. It was, you know, the guys like Brandon Cervenia, Brian Acosta, and our pieces, Edwin Cerrillo. You even had John Nelson working hard and being an option in the midfield. So we just wanted to make sure we kept finding solutions for our defensive cover in the midfield, and then also and with the ball and providing quality with the ball and the build, supporting the attack. And, you know, Tanner started to join us in the preseason, and he was working hard, and he's had a great experience and a great development in the academy and in the second team, and he was showing it at the first team level. So one thing led to the next, and he's earned these opportunities, and he's still working to continue to earn more and help the team earn more, even at a young age. And then Thiago, obviously new addition from Brazil, great personality, great fight. He's a leader in our ball recovery and the transitions and like I said, the fight. And that's something, whether we have our best performance or we don't have our best performance, if we can fight and transition, we can still earn points and win games.
Now, anytime there's a clean sheet, I'm inclined to believe that the defense and the goalie played well, but I know there can be more to it than that. What did you think of the defensive effort in the season opener?
Yeah, it's important to not concede. That gives us the highest opportunity to win, and at the very least, draw. But at the same time, credit to Jesse and the back line, Matt, Reto, and Bresson came in off the bench to help us close the game. Our twos, our threes with Ryan and Reggie, Thiago. But I also want to give high praise for Cobra, for Fafa, for Jesus, for Mikey, and then, you know, Pax coming off the bench. But those are attacking options that helped us in ball recovery, that helped us get behind the ball and defend our goal.
Now, all points are important. I certainly understand that. But how important was that first game and then this weekend, especially when y'all are starting off the season at home, to start piling up the points?
Yeah, that first game, obviously huge to start in the right track. We want to improve our performance. We want to improve our ability to control the game. We want to have more possession. We want to improve our pressure on the ball, generate more in the attack. So a lot of things we want to improve, but we want to maintain that fight like that I was mentioning earlier. And then the second game, you know, the first game, obviously important, but that's history. That's in the past. The most important now is what's in front. And we don't have a home game for another month, but we want to push and make sure we earn a total of our 6 points here at home with the second game here versus Montreal Saturday.
Awesome. Well, we appreciate the time. And if you want to get the business deals going again so you have more to announce next week, we'll take that every single week.
Yeah. I see the correlation, so we gotta get that done.
Yeah, every week, follow up with a win and a new business deal. That would be fantastic, Coach.
Yeah, thank you guys again for the interest in our family here in FC Dallas, and looking forward to catching up again soon.
All right, man, have a good one.
Thank you, guys.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.